explains what heavy rain could bring to Los Angeles.
There's a lot of concern about toxic debris from the fire. Even in the rain, the EPA is out working, trying to clear some of that debris from the properties. But all of this water, all of this rain, all of it drains out into the ocean. It's like a black sludge in the water with all the fire debris. And it's not just wood from trees and bushes and things like that. We're talking about the worst of the worst. Asbestos, lithium, car batteries burning.
Cases of measles are on the rise in West Texas.
In Texas alone, there are at least 24 cases of measles in Gaines County, bordering New Mexico, and at least 9 people have been hospitalized. Dr. Amesh Adalja says the outbreak was preventable because
the vaccine is very, very effective.
He adds there's a very specific population at risk.
It's those individuals who are not vaccinated, or maybe they're too young to be vaccinated, or their parents have chose not to get them vaccinated.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Senate confirmation vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as health secretary is scheduled for tomorrow morning. CBS's Christina Carujo on the expected result after several Republican senators announced their intentions to vote yes following initial pushback.
There were key senators. One of them was Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, which she said that she is going to support Kennedy amid still some concerns of his position on vaccines, but now also Susan Collins from Maine, who is also supporting RFK Jr. So he's definitely on route to being confirmed as the Secretary of HHS.
President Trump says he'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Ukraine should not expect membership in NATO and will not likely see a return to its pre-2014 borders.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Department of Justice will sue New York State. Reporter Jake Rosen.
She encouraged her department to pursue enforcement actions against sanctuary cities or states that don't comply with the federal government's immigration enforcement efforts.
The department has also sued the state of Illinois and Chicago. An explosion at a department store in Taipei, Taiwan, killed one person and hurt 11 others. The cause is not yet known. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With Target, checking off your Valentine's Day list has never been easier. First, surprise your favorite people with something extra thoughtful, like a soothing candle in a memorable scent, or a decorative picture frame to show off every moment. Both buy one, get one 50% off with Target Circle. And don't forget to treat yourself. Find the sweetest style for your special occasion with 20% off women's dresses now through Friday. This week, find Valentine's gifts for everyone you love, only at Target.
There is a lot of hot air in some army barracks in Texas. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains.
Some soldiers have posted pictures of their rooms showing temperatures of around 80 degrees at Fort Cavazos, Texas. The Independent Army Times says the troops have been complaining on the popular app Hot and Cots, where soldiers post comments about their barracks and mess halls. Some soldiers say their windows won't open, so they can't rely on wind cooling their barracks. Others say they were told to buy air conditioning units. The Post's director of public Works tells CBS News Radio very large pumps that deliver chilled water to AC units in 10 buildings failed. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Caviar isn't just a culinary treat. It's also growing in popularity to help fight skin aging as part of the Korean caviar facial. Vanessa Mark is the founder of Vanessa Mark Spa in New York City, which offers the treatment.
It helps to combat like sun damage, wrinkles, hyperpigmentation.
Wendy Gillette, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Another 1 to 2 inches of accumulation on top of what has already fallen over the last day or so. The snow coming to an end, lows in the middle teens. Northeast winds turning to the northwest. It's 21 at our studios.
toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so?
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
Just a little. silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM, WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. That died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who stays in the moon, play games behind me, I'll be what I am. Solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to heal being time thing, fable ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. The rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. For
my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue.
Down and pray, but when they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
Just take two. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Flash flood watches are in effect in Southern California, a major problem after the devastating wildfires there last month. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Nguyen spoke to one concerned homeowner.
Light rain fell Wednesday, but Maz LaHue is worried about more rain bringing down loose soil on this steep, fire-scarred hillside.
There was an urgency just because we weren't sure if we were going to have access to this because we were worried about the landslides.
The LA County Sheriff's Department says deputies issued evacuation warnings Tuesday night after the Department of Public Works identified 88 homes that could be at risk.
CBS News correspondent Carter Evans explains why the land is so vulnerable right now.
What happens when a really hot fire burns through brush? It burns it completely away and then it scorches the earth and it almost leaves a little crust. And that crust is hydrophobic, meaning